This is Peter Tobin introducing Lux Radio Theater. Tonight and every Monday night at this time, Lux Radio Theater presents for your entertainment the finest in radio drama. This week we present Take Care on Wednesday by David Lawton and Caroline Ross. Wednesday the 19th was the day that Mary Elwood was to meet her doom, if Madame Marinka was to be believed. Take Care on Wednesday is a strange and dramatic story in which a fortune teller prophesies a series of unexpected events which were to culminate in Mary Elwood's accidental death. Everything the fortune teller predicted came true. That is, nearly everything. What happens on Wednesday the 19th is an occurrence which proves as exciting as it is surprising. Take Care on Wednesday has been adapted and produced for Lux Radio Theater by Michael Silver.
Senorita, you give me the signal, see?
Resch?
And now, Act One of tonight's Lux Radio Theater presentation, Take Care on Wednesday.
Absolutely marvelous.
I'm sorry, Diana, but I simply can't swallow all this reading of palms and crystal ball business. She's probably an out-and-out swindler.
I know I'm silly and you're clever, but at least I haven't got a closed mind.
That's funny. Dennis was saying something like that just the other evening.
Oh?
He said I was incapable of seeing the other person's point of view.
Well, you are a bit inflexible, Mary, if you know what I mean.
I had rather a strict upbringing.
Oh, I'd say. I don't wish to be unkind, darling, but your father... Well, talk about the Barretts of Wimpole Street. One thing I'll say for the old tyrant, he left you a tidy sum.
Mm. But I still feel a pauper compared to you.
Oh, dear Robert, he was a sweetie.
He certainly left you a very wealthy widow.
I thought you were going to say married, darling.
Do you think I'd take after him? My father, I mean.
Oh, no, not really. Well, I expect being religious makes you seem a bit...
A bit what? Oh,
for heaven's sake, Mary, how ever did we get so serious? Oh, look, do come with me, darling. You needn't even see Madame Marinka. You can wait in the next room. Just as long as I know someone's there.
All right, Diana, I'll come.
Oh, you're an angel.
But no nonsense about having my fortune told. I'll just wait for you.
Oh, suits me.
And you must promise me something.
What?
Not a word about this to Dennis.
Oh, I promise.
Have you thought about marrying again?
Oh, I'm quite happy as I am, thank you.
Who knows? Perhaps Madame Marinka may see someone entering your life. A dark, handsome stranger.
Mm, how delicious. I can't wait till Friday.
Mary, it's a wonderful opportunity. The sort of thing that only comes once.
Oh, but it seems such a risky business, Dennis.
But it stands to make a fortune.
Hmm. I'd really like to know more about it before putting all that money in.
Ah, what, for instance?
Well, why are these people offering to let you buy a partnership if it's such a marvellous thing?
I told you, they need more capital to get the thing moving.
Oh, Dennis, if it's really such a good chance, plenty of people would be only too glad to get in on it.
In other words, you don't trust my judgment.
Oh, it isn't that at all, dear.
But you won't put up the money.
I think it wants looking at a little more closely.
Oh, I know what that means. Oh, well, serves me right. I shouldn't have told those fellows it was all set. They thought I had the money to buy a partnership. They didn't know it was my wife's money.
Oh, darling, have we always shared everything?
Well, I'm sorry, Mary, but I've got a great chance here to pull off something really big. And I've got to call it off because my wife hasn't got any confidence in me.
Oh, that's not fair. It isn't true either.
Isn't it? Haven't we been through all this before?
Oh, Dennis... When you look like that, you make me feel a hard-hearted monster.
Look like what?
Like a little lost boy.
Don't talk rot.
I do love you, Dennis. Very much. Oh, look. There's a card here. Madame Marinka, advice on health and business. Oh, Diana, really?
They might hear you. I can't imagine what I'm doing here. No you for that matter.
Mary, you promise.
Yes?
Oh, good afternoon. I have an appointment with Madame Marinka.
What name, please?
Mrs. Brewster.
Mrs. Brewster?
My friend will wait for me if that's all right.
Come in, please.
If you'll wait here, I'll get ready for you.
Oh, thank you.
Excuse me, I shan't be long.
Do you mean to say she's Madame Marinka? And Brenda said she was Martha's.
Oh, goodness, I've just remembered. It wasn't Brenda at all. It was some woman I met at a party.
Oh, Diana, let's go.
No, I can't. Not now.
And what's this Mrs. Brewster business?
Oh. Well, I didn't want to give my real name, you know.
Oh, she's younger than I expected, this Marinka woman. Something strange about her. That soft voice with a Cockney accent. Oh, here she comes.
I'm sorry to keep you. It's my husband. He has this asthma, you see. I have to make sure he takes his medicine.
Oh, yes, of course.
Now, if you're ready, Mrs. Brewster.
Yes.
If you'll just step this way through this curtain.
Wait here, Mary.
All right.
Just here, please, Mrs. Brewster.
I'm coming, Madam Marinka.
Thank you very much, Madame Marinka.
Thank you, Mrs. Brewster.
Oh, Mary, hope I didn't keep you too long.
Oh, that's all right. Ready now?
Oh, Mary, she's absolutely fabulous.
Oh, for goodness sake, Diana.
It's frightening what she knows about me.
Is that why she's still behind the curtain?
Oh, don't joke about her. She said something about you.
About me?
Yes. She said, your friend doesn't trust me, does she? And then suddenly, she looked as if she was going into a trance. And she said there was something you should know for your own good.
Oh, please.
Oh, yes? Well, I do wish you'd see her. Well, what can you lose?
5 guineas, I imagine.
That's the odd thing. She says she won't charge you a penny. But she won't let you go away knowing what she does about you.
Knowing what she does?
Mary, she says you're in terrible danger. She says it's a matter of life and death.
Diana, really, can't you see what she's up to?
Oh, please see her for my sake. Please.
Will you come this way, please, madam?
Me?
Yes, if you will.
Go on, Mary, please.
Very well, then. But I really haven't much time.
Had a happy life. Plenty of this world's goods, too. Yes, you've always had it easy. But I see someone very near to you. Your husband? Yes, I think it's your husband. He hasn't had it so easy. He's had to make his own way. But you've been able to help him, haven't you, dear?
I'm not quite sure, but you...
I'm afraid there's something bad coming to you. I could see it as soon as you came in. Like a big, dark cloud all around you. I said to myself, I must tell the lady, even if she doesn't believe.
How much do you charge for a consultation?
I told your friend I don't want your money. I must warn you.
Warn me?
Give me a hand, please. I can't breathe. It's getting dark.
What is it? Are you all right?
Yes. Yes, I'm all right. There's an accident coming to you. A bad accident.
Oh.
Don't be frightened, dear. I'm warning you for your own good.
But if it's going to happen, whatever it is, what good can it do for me to know?
It needn't happen. Not if you get a message from one who knows. We can do a great deal in life to help ourselves. You know that, don't you, dear?
When exactly is the accident due?
It's very near you. A matter of weeks. I get the number 19 very strongly. If I was you, I'd take great care. Stay at home on the 19th of this month.
Well, that sounds easy enough, unless I forget all about it.
You don't believe me, even now, do you? Well, I'll tell you two things that will come true. And when they do, you'll think of me and remember my advice. You're going to get a letter from a relative who lives over the water.
Oh, no.
A relative you never knew you had.
Well, at least that's a bit of...
Very soon it'll come. I think I see a Monday as the day. You'll see, dear. I'm very seldom wrong. And I'll tell you another thing. You'll lose something very precious to you, and it will come back to you through tea leaves.
Tea leaves?
Yes.
Well, thank you so much. I really must go. What do I owe you?
I told you, nothing. You didn't come here meaning to consult me, did you?
No, but I did have a consultation.
I don't want anything from you, except... remember what I said. Goodbye.
There you are, Diana. Sorry to have kept you waiting. Good afternoon, Madame Marinka.
Goodbye to you, ladies.
Oh. You're very quiet, Diana.
Mary... heard every word she said, except that awful part when she was gasping for breath.
I was scared stiff.
Oh, that was when she went into her trance.
Well, how can you joke about it?
Diana, dear, I expect she's a fake medium as well as a fake fortune teller.
She's not a fake. She has powers. I've been to too many of them to be mistaken. Thank goodness you came with me today.
Oh, you're hopeless.
Mary, darling... promise me you'll stay at home all day on the 19th.
I shall not promise anything of the sort. I'll probably have forgotten all about it by then anyway. Now, let's go somewhere for tea, and you can tell me everything she said to you.
I'm off. Oh, come on, give us a kiss.
Ah, sure, and you're a gorgeous Colleen, Mary, me darling.
Oh, and you've got all the blarney. Bye-bye, dear.
Cheerio.
Dennis, just a moment.
What is it?
Dennis, you're not still upset about that partnership business because I didn't let you have the money, I mean?
Oh, forget it, old girl. That's all over.
Oh.
Oh, hello. The postman's been. Gets earlier every day. Ah, this looks like another bill. Oh, here's a card from John and Nancy. And this one's for you.
From Southampton? Who do we know there?
Haven't a clue. Oh, heavens, look at the time. I must fly. Cheerio.
Bye. Oh, Southampton. Who on earth? Oh, dear Cousin Mary, you probably won't be aware of my existence, but Mother has often talked of her English cousins. And I guess my sister and I knew all about your name. Mm.
Morning, Mr. Elwood.
Ah, anything in the post? Anything good, I mean?
There's a reply from Corelli & Co. of Genoa.
Oh, it's over deco. Dear Mr. Elwood, I'm now in a position to give you full details.
Marvellous. He's invited me to his villa at Rapallo to sort out the final details of the contract.
Mm. How about that?
Oh, lucky you.
Seize notebook and pencil. Say, I'd be molto contento to join him at Rapallo on, when does he say? Here it is, on the 17th instant.
Oh.
Hmm?
You have an appointment in Bristol on the 18th.
Oh, so I have. Yes, it's an important one, too. All right, I'll see Corelli on the following day. Cable the signor, tell him I can come to Rapallo on the 19th, if that's all right with him.
Will do. Elwood and Company?
Put me through to Mr. Elwood, Ducky. It's Freddy Tate here.
Just a moment, please. It's Mr. Tate. He called me Ducky.
He's after you. Hello, Freddy, old boy. How's tricks?
Hello, Dennis. Listen, chum, my associates won't wait much longer. They've been pressing me for a definite answer about that proposition.
Well, they won't have to wait much longer.
You mean you're coming in? You'll buy a partnership?
That's it, old boy. Just hold things over until after the 19th. That's not asking too much, is it? I'll be able to guarantee my share then.
Well, if you're sure you'll have the money...
100%. Count me in. I'll be in touch.
All right, then, Dennis. But this is definitely the last chance.
You worry too much. That's your trouble. I've told you, I'm in. What more do you want?
Fair enough, then. Let me have something in writing to show the others, will you?
What a mob. You want the time of day in writing. Leave it to me, Shylock. Cheerio.
Bye, Dennis.
You're looking very pleased with yourself.
Hey, my wife said a funny thing this morning.
Oh, really?
I said something about her being jealous of you.
Of me?
And she said she wasn't afraid of you. You haven't got what I want.
Oh.
Well, don't look at me in that sexy tone of voice. I'm just telling you what my wife said.
I think I know what she means.
You do? Beats me. Yeah, women. Oh, well, I've had a hard morning. I could do with a cup of coffee, Janie.
Dear Cousin Mary... You probably won't be aware of my existence, but Mother often talked of her English cousins.
Fantastic.
Oh, let me finish, Diana. This is my first visit to Britain. I docked here at Southampton today. I hope you will allow me to call on you and meet yourself and husband. Sincerely yours, Alvin J. Turner.
Well,
you've gone quite pale. Diana.
But, Mary, this is... You say this letter came this morning?
Yeah.
And you've never even heard of this man, Alvin J. Turner?
Never.
A letter from a relative who lives over the water.
Yeah.
A relative you never knew you had.
Oh, for goodness sake, Diana, you sound like a Greek chorus.
But Mary, darling, she was right, wasn't she? I mean, she said this would happen.
Coincidence. Oh, a remarkable one, I grant you. But these fortune tellers tell everyone they're going to hear from distant relatives. They must hit the jackpot sometime.
I don't know how you can treat it like this. Does Dennis know?
No. And remember, you promised not to say a word.
Well, that's what you want. Anyway, I'm so glad we're near each other. I'm just down the hall whenever you want me.
Very useful when I run out of sugar.
Oh, you're hopeless.
Come to think of it, Diana, you're not often in this flat nowadays... I'm nearly always at your place.
Well, what does that matter?
True. It's just that you used to be here quite often, until a few months ago.
Well,
perhaps Dennis was a bit offhand once or twice.
Oh, no.
You do seem rather to avoid each other's company.
Nonsense. Look, never mind about me. What about you? If I were you, I'd go and see Madame Marinka, tell her what's happened, and ask her to help.
Oh, Diana, you're ridiculous. I'd soon ask for your help. Come shopping with me tomorrow and help me choose a new hat for Carol's wedding.
Oh, I'd love to. I could just do with a shopping spree.
Hey, lady.
Mary,
Mary, where are you?
In the sitting room.
Well, stay where you are and close your eyes.
Right. Now, open those big brown orbs.
What are you up to now? Oh, Dennis, what are those?
Airline tickets to romantic places. We're going to Italy, my darling.
Italy? What are you doing?
A few carefree days, living it up in a style to which I should like to become accustomed. Viva la dolce vita.
I'll wait. You're bound to explain soon.
Wise girl. Your husband, whom I know you think is a bit dim, has landed a big contract with a company in Genoa.
Oh, Dennis, how
and
wonderful.
Wait for it. The Italian boss man has invited me and my signorita, of course, to his villa at Rapallo.
Rapallo?
There to pass a merry hour swilling Chianti while we sign contracts in two languages.
Oh, Dennis.
Right. Bring out the swimsuits and the calamine lotion.
Oh, when do we go?
On the 19th. Well, what's the matter?
Nothing. The 19th, you say?
Yes. Well, here it is on the tickets. Flight GR542 on the 19th at 1100 hours. 11 a.m. to you.
Oh.
Well, is something wrong?
No. No.
Don't exactly seem overjoyed. You do want to come, don't you?
Yes. Yes, of course I do.
Bravissimo. Now, what are you giving me for dinner? Spaghetti? Hey, something is wrong. What's up, Mary?
Oh, nothing, really. It's quite stupid. I seem to have mislaid my engagement ring.
Oh, no. Any idea where?
No.
What do you mean, mislaid? You think it may be around somewhere?
I don't know.
Well, when did you last see it?
I could swear I left it on the dressing table last night.
Wasn't it there this morning?
No.
Then you couldn't have left it there.
Oh, I always do.
Oh, perhaps you took it off for some job around the flat.
No.
Sure?
I can't recall having done so.
No. Has anyone been here today?
Well, only Mrs. Hopcroft this morning, and she wouldn't touch anything.
Oh, well, expect it'll turn up. Don't worry about it. Right, Signora, to the kitchen. I fancy your ravioli.
Now you'll have a go at tidying the cupboards in your bedroom, shall I?
If you would, Mrs. Hopcroft. But perhaps you'd iron these cushion covers first.
Certainly, ma'am.
After we've had a cup of tea, that is.
Oh, kettle's on already, ma'am.
I knew I could rely on you. Oh, by the way, how's your daughter-in-law, Mrs. Hopcroft? Any better?
About the same, thank you, ma'am. She's at home now, you know.
Oh, yes?
Yes, down in Portsmouth. She came out of hospital last week. Couldn't do nothing for her there, so my Ron said she might as well be at home.
Oh, yes, indeed. I shan't be seeing you until next Monday.
Oh, yes, you told me. You're off to Italy tomorrow. How lovely.
Just for a few days. Anyway, you have your key, so you can let yourself in and carry on as usual.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Oh, kettle's boiling. All right, I'm coming.
These cushion covers came up beautifully, didn't they? I was so afraid the colours might run. What is it, Mrs. Hopcroft?
Well, would you believe it?
Believe what?
Look.
My engagement ring. Oh, Mrs. Hopcroft, where did you find it?
In the tea caddy.
The tea caddy?
Mrs. Elwell, what is it? Madam. Yes, sit down, dear. Are you all right?
Yes.
Yes. You don't look it, dear. You sure?
Oh, right. Silly of me. I felt giddy for a moment.
Oh, you did give me a turn. Why, just a sheet you went. I thought you were going to pass out. Honest, I did. Would you like me to call the doctor?
No. Thank you. Just get me a glass of water, please.
Whatever you say, ma'am. Are you sure?
And then go across to Mrs. Barclay. Tell her I'd like to see her as soon as possible.
Mary, how frightful. How absolutely ghastly for you.
Wait till Mrs. Hopcroft's gone.
She's gone. You'll lose something very precious to you. That's what Madame Marinka said.
And it will come back to you through the tea leaves.
And it has. She's been right twice, Mary, as she said she would. You must believe in her now.
I don't know.
You still can't think she's a fraud.
Perhaps not.
Anyway, you don't take a chance. The 19th, she said. Well, that's tomorrow, and an accident.
Diana.
What?
We're flying to Italy tomorrow, Dennis and I.
What?
Yes.
Mary, you couldn't possibly dream of going. This is it. This is your chance to save yourself. What did Madame Marinka say? It needn't happen. We can help ourselves.
I suppose I could call the trip off.
Mary, you must.
And Dennis could still go and attend to his business. It wouldn't interfere with that.
As long as you don't go. You're the one who's fated to... Well, I...
You know... Yes. All right, Diana. You win.
Just as long as you stay put tomorrow.
Really, Mary, I must say it's a bit thick. Wanting to call the whole thing off at the last moment. I mean, without any reason.
Oh, Dennis, I'm not calling it off. Not as far as you're concerned, anyway. You can still go. It doesn't affect your plans at all.
Of course it does. Signor Corelli's expecting both of us. Probably got his wife organized to take you shopping and natter about clothes and all that stuff.
I don't like having to back out now, but please believe me, I just can't go.
Hmm. You won't even tell me why.
Oh, not now, Dennis. I will tell you later. But please just believe me and trust me.
Righto, then. As long as you're not ill or anything like that.
Oh, no. I'm perfectly all right. I promise.
Oh, well, I wish you'd told me sooner. I'd have arranged to take some blonde in your place.
Oh, I'd tear her hair out.
Oh, no, you're not the type. Well, I suppose I better get packed this evening. I'm off at dawn.
Dawn? Your flight's at 11.
Well, I must leave about 9:30. Traffic may be heavy.
Are you driving to the airport?
Yes. Well, what will you do with yourself while I'm away, if it isn't a rude answer?
Oh, nothing special. I expect that's Diana. Hello?
Oh, hello. Is that you, Mrs. Elwood?
Yes. It's Mrs. Hopcroft, isn't it?
No, that's right, ma'am. I'm sorry to trouble you at this time of night.
Oh, that's all right, Mrs. Hopcroft. What can I do for you?
I'm afraid I shan't be able to come tomorrow, ma'am.
Oh?
No, you see, I've had a telegram to say my daughter-in-law's been taken real bad. You know, Ron's wife down at Portsmouth.
Oh, I am sorry.
Well, I thought I'd better get down there first thing in the morning and see what I could do.
Have you phoned them to find out how she is?
They're not on the phone.
Oh, well, anyway, I hope she isn't too bad.
Oh, thank you very much, ma'am.
Not at all. Goodbye. Mrs. Hopcroft.
Oh, what did she want?
Her daughter-in-law's had a relapse. She's off to see her in the morning.
Is that the one at Bournemouth or somewhere?
In Portsmouth.
Oh, poor old girl. Pity. She's a good sort.
Yes. Oh, well. Give me a cigarette, will you, dear?
Oh, sure. Don't seem to have any.
Aren't there any in the box?
Oh, let's have a look. No, not one. Would you believe it?
Oh, what a nuisance.
Oh, I'll pop out and get some from the machine at the station.
No, don't you bother, dear. I'll go. I could do with a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, good idea.
Come on, let's have some half crowns.
Huh? Oh, might have known as a catch. Here you are. Get me a packet as well.
Right. Chambillard.
Take a key.
Oh, don't be so lazy. You can get out of the chair to let me in.
Hello?
Oh, hello, darling. Listen, everything is going like clockwork. Now, remember what I told you to do, and don't worry about a thing.
Nothing in the paper but war, murder, and balance of payments. Oh, goodness, it's a quarter to ten. Oh, now, who on earth... Today. 19. I'm behaving like a nervous cooker. All right, I'm coming.
Oh, Mrs. Elwood, I'm so glad to see you.
What? Madame Marinka? What is all this?
I must talk to you, madam. It's urgent, truly. Oh, this is my husband.
I was sorry to intrude on you like this, but when you've heard what we've got to say...
I really don't know what... You'd better come in.
Oh, thank you.
Come into the sitting room.
Seems we got you out of bed, but I'm sure you'll forgive us when you know.
That doesn't matter. Now, please sit down and tell me what this is all about.
Thank you, madam. Oh, sit down, Doris.
Doris?
That's my name, Doris Wilkinson. This is Tom.
Oh. You called me Mrs. Elwood. How is it that you know my name and where I live?
That's what I've come to tell you about.
I see. Very well, then.
I'm afraid I've been very foolish.
Well, wicked is more like it.
Please, Tom, let me tell it. You see, madam, these predictions I made when I told your fortune, I knew they was going to happen. It was all arranged.
Arranged?
Yes, a few days before your visit.
But I didn't know myself that I was coming to see you. It was sheer chance that I ever did.
No, it wasn't. Someone came to see me and said they wanted to play a joke on somebody, on a woman who didn't believe in fortune-telling and the like. That this person, the one who came to see me, said there was a friendly bet on that they could frighten this woman into believing what I had to say.
Go on.
Well, this person offered me £200 if I'd do what was wanted.
£200? That's a lot of money.
Yes, I was tempted. You see, my husband suffers with asthma. He hasn't worked, not really worked, for years. And we've got two children to bring up, and what with the cost.
I understand. So you were paid £200?
Yes. This person said they'd arranged to get you along to see me, and I was to tell you what I did about the letter from a relative and finding something valuable in the tea leaves, and about today, the 19th.
Today? Oh, yes. The accident.
Yes, I was to warn you, and I was given instructions about a letter. The day after you came to see me, I went down to Southampton and posted a letter to you. That's how I know who you are.
So it was all planned, but why? Why? Seems a lot of trouble and a lot of money to spend on a joke.
Well, that's what I thought. And last night I found the answer.
What do you mean?
You may not believe this, madam, and after what I've told you, I wouldn't blame you, but I really do have powers. Sometimes. Sort of seen it.
Indeed.
You must believe me, for your own sake.
I remember you used those words when I came to see you, by arrangement.
Madam, this time, please believe her. It's true, I know it is.
You are in danger, terrible danger. That's why I've come.
Is all this part of the joke, or do you get an extra fee for this?
You can think what you like and say what you like about me, but I'm going to tell you what I know, and then it's up to you.
Please listen to her.
Very well.
I wondered about this business for some time. Like you, I thought £200 was a lot of money to spend on a joke, but I couldn't see no harm in it, so I didn't worry too much. And until last night, I had this vision, you see.
Vision?
Please, I do have them sometimes. Ask Tom. I've foreseen many a thing that's happened later.
It's true, madam, yes.
Go on.
I saw you in danger. Deadly danger. I couldn't see what it was, but it was there. Then I realized why I'd been brought into this. When my first two predictions came true, you'd be bound to believe in the third one. At least that it was possible. So, you'd stay at home on Wednesday the 19th. Today, just like I'd warned you to do.
Why? Why take such trouble to make me stay at home today?
Because somebody means you to have an accident.
Marinka, Mrs. Wilkinson, are you telling me the truth, the whole truth?
I swear it on my life.
I believe you.
Madam, you see, after I had this vision, I told Tom all about it. He didn't know nothing about this business. I told him the money was from a rich client who was grateful because I'd helped her so much. Tom said there was something wrong, very wrong, and he made me come here today.
I didn't like it, madam. Not a bit. When Doris told me she could see your life in danger, I knew she'd have to come and warn you. She'd never forgive herself. And that £200 just to frighten you. That made me sure there was something wrong, madam.
Yes, I'm sure of it, too. But what danger am I in?
That I don't know. I wish I did.
And who planned it? Who gave you the money, Mrs. Wilkinson? Or perhaps you haven't been paid yet, and won't be, if you tell.
I've been paid, madam, but I'm going to give it back.
Every penny of it, yes.
Who was it?
It was your friend, madam. The woman who came with you.
Diana? Mrs. Barclay?
No, Mrs. Brewster.
Brewster? Oh, yes, that's the name she gave you. Diana, I think I'm going mad. But, of course, she enticed me into going with her to see you. Diana.
Now, Tom and I are going to call on her and give back the money, if you'll tell us her address.
It couldn't be simpler. She lives in this block, flat 14, just down the hall.
Oh, well, we may as well get that over with right away. I don't know what you might want to do about Doris, ma'am. about what she did. But she's really not to blame. She's had a hard time with my illness. She's had to support all of us. And she's a good wife and wonderful with the kids. If you can forgive her, ma'am, I'll be...
It isn't your fault, Mrs. Wilkinson.
I'm sorry, madam. If you can ever forgive
don't
me...
Don't say any more. Perhaps we'd better go.
Thank you, madam. Come on, Doris.
Oh, just a moment. Come back.
Oh, what is it?
I thought of a way out. I don't want you to call on Mrs. Barclay. I'll deal with her. But I do want you to promise me something.
Oh, anything.
If anything should happen to me, any accident, will you go to the police and tell them everything?
Oh, yes, madam, we promise.
Oh, well, we'll do whatever you say.
Good. Now, I want you to wait here. Go into the kitchen, along the hall and to the left, and stay there until I call you.
Yes, madam.
Diana.
Hello?
Hello, Diana. This is Mary.
Mary? Oh, you're an early caller.
Did I drag you out of bed?
Of course not, darling. How are you?
Oh, I'm well, thank you, dear. And you?
Mary, you haven't forgotten about today, have you? I mean, you're not going out or anything.
No, I haven't forgotten. But I shall be rather miserable cooped up here all alone.
Well, better that.
Diana, I want you to call in here right away.
What? Now?
Yes.
But I'm...
But what?
Darling, I'm not ready or anything.
It's very important. I found out something about Dennis and his secretary.
What? What do you mean?
Not on the phone.
Oh, of course not. No, no. Look, I'll be right over.
What's this about Dennis and his secretary? They're having an affair.
Never. I don't believe it.
You sound shocked.
Well, aren't you?
Not really. But you're not just shocked. You're furious.
I don't know how you can take it like this.
You'd be what?
Oh, I just don't understand you, Mary.
I don't suppose you do.
Are you sure about this? Have you any proof?
I've known about it for months. She's not the first, nor the only one.
It's not true. I don't believe it. It's not true.
Do you think Dennis couldn't be unfaithful? You know he could.
What? What do you mean by... Mary, have you any proof?
All I need. If ever I've seen a jealous woman give herself away, it's you now.
What are you talking about?
How long, Diana? That's what I'd like to know. How long have you and Dennis been deceiving me?
You must be out of your head.
Please.
I am not that much of a fool. May you have every reason to think that I am. The game's up now. All right, if that's the way you want it. Yes, yes. Dennis and I are lovers. Or we have been for months. We love each other and we're going to be married.
Over my dead body? Is that the idea?
What? What do you mean?
What do I know? For a start, I know all about your little scheme with Madame Marinka.
Who? What has she told you? Has that thankful woman been telling lies about me? And you're fool enough to believe her?
We'll soon see who's lying. Mrs. Wilkinson, will you please come in here?
Mrs. Wilkinson? Well, who's she? What are you up to? Look, I'm not going to stay here and listen to your ravings. You're obviously...
Oh, that's who it was, Mum. Mrs. Brewster.
She's Mrs. Barclay, really. Diana, you know Madame Marinka. She's Mrs. Wilkinson, really.
What have you been saying to her about me?
The truth.
I'll see about that. I'll talk to my solicitor.
Don't be a fool, Diana. The Wilkinsons have come here to return your £200. Where would they get that money? All right, Mrs. Wilkinson, you can go now. Just remember, you promised should anything happen to me, you'll go to the police and tell them everything.
I will.
We certainly will, ma'am.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye to you, madam. And here's your money back, whatever your name is. I'm sorry I ever touched it.
Now, Diana.
Only you hadn't been so possessive, so obstinate.
Oh, I'm to blame, am I?
In a way. You would never divorce Dennis. We both knew it. That's why we were driven to this. Because you'd never understand. Oh, you've no feelings.
But I do understand. And I have feelings, I assure you.
You? Your ice. Dennis wanted a woman.
Dennis has wanted many women before and after he married me. And he's had them, too.
You're lying. You're saying that to get your own back.
Diana, you poor infatuated fool. Don't you think I know how you feel? Don't you think I couldn't bring myself to believe it? Not the first time, nor the second.
If that's true, why have you stayed with him? Why didn't you...
I loved him. In spite of all I knew about him, it made no difference. I fell for his charm, like everybody else. I loved him.
You knew he didn't love you?
Oh, yes.
Oh, Mary. Mary, please let Dennis go. Say you'll divorce him. Oh, you must.
Diana, just think a moment. Why should Dennis want to marry you?
He loves me.
He loves your money. That's all Dennis really loves. He can have your love for nothing, just like the others.
It's not true. It's not true.
If he can deceive me, why not you? If you'll do anything to get rid of me, why not you?
Perhaps you deserve each other. Dennis said you'd never let him go. There was only one way we could be free. He said it would be quick. That there'd be no pay.
I can sit and love him. But Dennis is out of it. He has an alibi. This trip to Italy that came up just at the right time. What about you?
What do you mean?
Where's your alibi? Suppose Dennis fixed it so that you'd be suspected. Suppose he's bluffed you. You're here on the spot.
No.
How is it going to be done?
I don't know.
What?
He said... The less I knew, the better.
I thought as much. He has bluffed you. You're here, caught in a trap. And Dennis is away with his flighty piece of a secretary.
Oh, no, I couldn't bear it. I'll kill myself.
Tell me anything Dennis might have said, any hint.
He said you wouldn't suffer.
Yes.
And that it would look like an accident.
An accident. Let's work this out. The idea was to make me stay at home today. So it must happen here in the flat. And Dennis must have fixed it before he left.
What are we going to do?
We're going to keep our heads. Now, what accidents can be fixed in advance?
Mary, have you had anything to eat today or to drink?
Only a cup of tea. Dennis brought it to me.
Well, that's it. We must get a doctor quickly.
No. Sit down. He brought me the teapot and I poured a cup for him as well.
Did he drink it?
Yes. In any case, it wouldn't be poison. It has to look like an accident.
Oh, how can you be so calm?
My life depends on it. Let's see. What do I do during the day? Routine, habit that Dennis knows about.
It's lying in wait, whatever it is.
Yes.
I know. Leave the flat.
What?
If this is to happen here, get out. Come with me to my place or well, anywhere, as long as you don't stay here.
Yes, that's the answer. You dare not let anything happen to me. The Wilkinsons would go to the police.
It's you I want to save. I don't care what happens to me.
You expect me to believe that?
Oh, Mary. I didn't know what murder was like. I only thought about Dennis and me being free. Free. We could never have looked into each other's eyes after.
You are not really cut out for this sort of thing, Diana. You should never have got involved in it.
I know.
If it's any consolation, Dennis isn't having an affair with his secretary. Oh. I lied to you, but it was the only way I could get at the truth. There have been others, though.
That's true enough.
It doesn't matter now. Give me a few minutes to put some clothes on and pack a few things, and I'll be with you.
Can I do anything?
You can get my suitcase down from the bedroom cupboard, if you will. This way. You're taller than I am. I have to stand on a chair.
Where is it?
Covered on the left. Yes, that's it. Up on the shelf. Can you get the blue case down? The top one?
I think so.
Can you reach?
Yes, just about. Here's it. Coming down.
Right. Got it. Oh, my word, it's heavy. I wonder what's inside. I thought I'd emptied it. Oh, you've got your hands filthy, Diana. Better go and wash them.
The shelf's a bit dusty.
I hope this case isn't locked. I've no idea where the key might be. Oh, we're all right. This lock's stiff. It's done it.
Mary!
It's only the phone, Diana, on the bedside table. Pull yourself together.
Oh, I shan't be able to breathe until you're out of here.
Walpole, 5423.
Oh, is that you, Mrs. Elwood? This is Mrs. Upcroft speaking. You haven't gone then yet?
Gone? Gone where?
To Italy. Aren't you off today?
No, there's been a change of plan.
Oh, I see. Anyway, why I'm ringing up is this. Someone's played a dirty trick on me.
Trick?
Well, you know that telegram I got last night saying that my daughter-in-law in Portsmouth was taken bad?
Yes.
Well, I'd just seen her. I got here just 10 minutes ago. There's nothing wrong with her. Well, not out of the ordinary, that is. They hadn't said no telegram.
I see.
Must be someone's idea of a joke. I'd like to lay my hands on him. I'd give him joke.
Yes, it's horrible. I'm so sorry.
Anyway, if you like, I'll catch the train back this evening and call at the flat tomorrow.
No, don't bother. Stay and have a few days off while you're there. And don't worry about the money. That'll be all right.
Oh, Mrs. Elwood, I don't know how to thank you.
Not at all, Mrs. Hopcroft. Well, I've got things to do now, so I'll say goodbye.
Oh, well, goodbye, madam. And thanks ever so much.
Who was it, Mary?
Mrs. Hopcroft. She was kept away today by a trick. Dennis seems to have thought of everything. Now, what on earth is in this suitcase? Diana! Diana! What is it? Are you all right? Diana! Are you all right? Can you hear me? Oh, thank heaven. It's all right, Diana. It's all right. I'll run and get help.
Hall Porter speaking.
Roberts, this is Mrs. Elwood, flat 17. Please come at once. There's been an accident.
Oh, right away, madam.
I'll leave the door open. Diana, are you all right?
The dowels on the rail.
Don't talk. Save your breath.
I'm all right. Just don't touch the towel rail. It's a shock.
What?
The towel rail.
The towel rail? Wonder. Would that be?
Yes. The towel rail has been switched on.
Dennis must have put it on when he ran the bath. But why heat the towel rail? We never use it in summer. And on a hot day like this.
Mrs. Elwood, it's your porter, madam.
Here, in the bathroom.
What's the trouble, madam? Mrs. Barclay.
I think she's had an electric shock. I'm all right.
What happened?
I touched the towel rail and got a shock.
Is it switched on, madam?
Not now. I put it off.
Oh, you'll be all right, Mrs. Barclay. Oh. Can she lie down somewhere?
Oh, yes, of course. In my bedroom.
Just put your arm round my shoulders, madam, and I can lift you. That's it. Right, here we go.
This way. First door on the left.
Oh, dear, madam. Have you called a doctor?
No, not yet.
Would you like me to get one?
No, I'm all right, Mary. Truly. Well, you're sure?
Yes, quite sure.
Well, it's up to you. I should rest anyway.
Here, on the bed.
Now, I may suggest it, madam. Perhaps a cup of tea might help.
Yes, good idea.
I'll take a look at that towel rail of yours.
Oh, would you, please?
Must be a fault somewhere. Maybe in the plug.
You know where the point is? Just opposite this door in the hallway. Here.
Ah, yes.
Will you need a screwdriver?
Oh, I'll have a pocket one, thanks. Now then, let's see if the trouble's in here. We'll have the plug out for a start. These screws aren't in very tight.
Is that bad?
They could easily fall out. Workmanship these days, disgusting. Dose of the army do them a world of good. Discipline, that's what I need. 22 years of it I had. Bide my time, I get up.
What is it, Roberts?
Do you know who wired this plug, madam?
The electrician, I suppose. Why? Is something wrong?
I'll say. You could have been killed. You see this green lead, the earth wire?
A green one, yes.
That should be connected to this terminal. Somehow or other, it got loose, and it's in contact with this other terminal, the red one.
Well, what does that mean?
It means that the apparatus, the towel rail, would be live when it was switched on. And what would it have been in the bathroom? It's criminal.
What difference does that make?
Look, suppose you're in the bath. The room's damp with steam and your body's all wet. A strong conductor of electricity. You reach out for a towel on the rail and that's it.
I'd get a shock.
A shock? It'd kill you.
So that's what it was.
Yeah, you ought to get Mr. Elwood to take proceedings against that electrician. If you'll pardon the liberty, madam. Criminal, that's what it is.
Yes.
I'll put it right now anyway, so you needn't be afraid to use it.
Thank you.
Is there anything else I can do?
No, thanks, Roberts. You've been wonderful.
Well, I'll be off if everything's...
Many, many thanks.
Very good, madam. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Mary? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I heard what Robert said.
Yes. How are you feeling?
A bit groggy.
I'm surprised.
Mary, what can I say?
Nothing. Oh, there's no peace for me today.
Be careful, Mary.
Oh, there's nothing to worry about. It's all over now. It's probably the milkman or the man to read the gas meter. All quite ordinary again. Oh.
Morning, madam. Sorry to disturb you.
What is it?
Are you Mrs. Mary Elwood?
Yes.
And Mr. Dennis Elwood is your husband?
Yes. What is it, Constable? What's happened?
I'm afraid Mr. Elwood's car was involved in a collision with another vehicle.
How bad is he? He's not...
I'm afraid so, madam. One of those accidents you can't guard against. Lorry skidded into him. You're all right, madam?
I would have been with him. I would have been killed too. If only...
Pardon, madam?
If only I hadn't gone to Madame Marinka. How funny. How terribly funny.
Here, you've heard with
me. In tonight's presentation of Take Care on Wednesday by David Lawton and Caroline Ross, you heard Elaine Lee as Mary, Joanna Palmer as Diana, and Pat Saunders as Marinka. Gabriel Bayman played the part of Tom, and Stuart Brown that of Roberts. Take Care on Wednesday was adapted and produced for Lux Radio Theatre by Michael Silver.